Interested colleagues, my name is Fiona Antonia Forth. I am a young investigator in neonatal healthcare communication research, and on behalf of our research team, I'm pleased to introduce you to the results of a randomized controlled crossover trial on the parental perception of optimistic versus pessimistic prognostic framing in the neonatal intensive care unit, the so-called COPE trial. As we do know from previous literature, and as you might also know from clinical practice in the NICU, prognostic information is key for parents to set realistic expectations for the premature-born infant's future and to participate in shared decision-making together with clinicians. The perspective of parents of very low birth weight infants on prognostic communication, in particular on the framing of prognosis, a subtle variation in the communication of identical outcome estimates, to date is, however, insufficiently explored. That is why we, as a research team, decided to conduct a trial dedicated to two research questions. Our primary question was, do parents of very low birth weight infants prefer optimistic or pessimistic prognostic framing? Whereby the framing of identical outcome estimates as chance of survival and probability of non-impairment was considered optimistic, and the framing as risk of death and impaired survival was considered pessimistic. Our secondary question was, which effects may prognostic framing have on parental perceptions of, among other things, the communicating physician or the communicated prognostic information? To address our research questions, we produced two standardized scripted video vignettes depicting the same NICU physician communicating the prognosis of a severe intraventricular hemorrhage to parents of a very low birth weight infant. The intentional difference between the two videos lay in the communication style of identical outcome estimates, optimistic versus pessimistic framing of prognosis. We invited parents of very low birth weight infants born and treated at our study site, the Division of Neonatology at the University Medical Center Mainz in Mainz and Central Germany, between 2010 and 2019 to participate in our single center randomized controlled crossover trial. The trial was conducted online between June and October 2021. Participating parents were 220 non-bereaved, mentally healthy and German-speaking individuals. Upon reception of informed consent, participating parents were randomized to one of the two study groups who viewed the two videos in opposite sequence. All participants completed three identical sets of questions related to their personal characteristics prior to the videos, as well as to the videos following each video. Let us now turn to the results of this trial. As for the parents' framing preference, of the 220 participating parents, 89.1% preferred optimistic and 10.9% pessimistic framing. As for the secondary results, let's take a look at the effects of the framing variant markedly preferred by parents. With optimistic compared to pessimistic framing, the physician communicating the prognosis was perceived as markedly more professional and compassionate. With optimistic framing, parents further indicated to feel better informed about the prognosis itself. With optimistic framing, the prognosis itself was perceived as markedly less unfavorable by parents, and parents were distinctly more optimistic and more hopeful with regard to the infant's future than with pessimistic framing. Furthermore, with optimistic compared to pessimistic prognostic framing, the parents' recall of conveyed numerical estimates was markedly more accurate for survival, however, not so for impairment. In conclusion, the results of the COPE trial indicate that parents may clearly prefer optimistic to pessimistic prognostic framing. They further suggest that optimistic prognostic framing may have various positive effects from a parental as well as a medical point of view, for example, on the physician-parent partnership. However, our results should further raise awareness that NICU physicians should be mindful when framing prognosis optimistically, as this may result in a realistic expectation of survival, but not of impairment. Future research may complement our results by examining factors such as selected parents' personal characteristics, which may influence the prognostic framing preference. Moreover, alternative and innovative methods to conduct research may help to deepen our knowledge on the parental perspective of prognostic communication. Thank you for your attention. and do not hesitate to contact me, Fiona Antonio Forth, for further questions or remarks. Please find our institutional details, my contact address, and the associated publication listed at the bottom of our poster.